sitting meditations. We have to understand what it means to sit. It doesn't just mean to be seated. It means taking your seat in and in relationship with the present moment. It means taking a stand in your life sitting. That is why adopting and maintaining a dignified posture embodies the essence of sitting. The embodiment of dignity, inwardly and outwardly, immediately reflects and radiates the sovereignty of your life, that you are who and what you are, beyond all words, concepts, and descriptions, and beyond what anybody else thinks about you, or even what you think about you. Once established in a sitting posture, we give ourselves over to the present moment. We can work with the eyes closed or open in any of these sitting practices as well. Perhaps hearing is the most basic door into sitting meditation, since we have nothing to do other than to be aware of the sounds already arriving at our ears. Can we sit here from moment to moment simply hearing what is here to be heard, without the elaborations and diversions of the ruminative, discursive mind? In the words of the Buddha, in the hearing there is only the heard. So in this particular form of practice, we open our attention to the soundscape and sustain it within the soundscape as best we can, moment by moment. When the mind wanders, as it inevitably will, we note what is on our mind in that moment or downstream from it in the moment when we finally realize we are no longer attending to sound. We note whatever is on our mind in that moment, and we do so as best we can without judgment or criticism, or without judging the judging and the criticizing if they do occur. Then and there, which is already here and now, we simply allow our awareness to include hearing once again, and thus allow hearing to resume its place as the primary vehicle of attention. We bring the mind back to hearing over and over again when it is carried off, distracted, or diverted from its chosen field of awareness. Another powerful sitting meditation practice involves expanding the field of awareness to include sensations within the body. This can include awareness of sensations in various parts of the body as they arise, perhaps dominate for a while and then change over the course of a moment or over the course of an entire sitting. Sensations such as discomfort in a knee or the lower back or a headache if it arises, or for that matter, subtle or vivid feelings of ease, comfort, and pleasure within the body. Sensations might include feelings of pressure and temperature at the points of contact of the body with the floor, or tingling, itching, pulsations, throbbing, light touch from the air currents, warmth or coolness anywhere in the body. The possibilities are endless. None of these has to be an impediment to sitting meditation practice, although it is important to err on the side of being conservative and not pushing beyond your limits of the moment. But to whatever degree it is possible, we simply sit with an awareness of sensations within the body, whatever they are, noting them as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, noting their level of intensity, and as best we can, not reacting emotionally to them or inflaming them with our preference for it to be another way, so that our meditation might be, quote, better than what we are experiencing right now. We can also practice sitting with a sense of the body as a whole, sitting and breathing. This is a practice I find particularly congenial. Here, we open to the subtle sensoria of proprioceptive and interoceptive knowing, as well as to the more individual, isolated sensations within the body. The awareness is on the entirety of the body, including the skin and on the sitting posture itself. Within this sensory field, any and all sensations, including all those mentioned previously, can be noted fluxing continuously throughout the body and in the same way as before, simply open to, known at the point and moment of contact as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and to whatever degree you can manage it, accept it as they are, however they are, wherever they are. In this practice, the breath and the body as a whole come together, not that they were ever separate, are seen and felt and known as one, and we simply rest here from moment to moment and, of course, reestablish that condition over and over again when it is lost to the distractions of the mind or outer landscape. As you can see, the process of expanding the field of awareness around the breath and the body as a whole sitting is virtually limitless. We can include hearing, seeing, if our eyes are open, and smelling as we sit here, either featuring them singly or attending to them all together as they unfold moment by moment. Yet the overall stance remains the same, resting in awareness itself and seeing, hearing, feeling, sensing, whatever it is that is being seen, heard, felt, sensed in the moment of its arising, the moment of its lingering, the moment of its passing away. In sitting meditation, we can also choose to allow the world of somatic sensations, including the breath sensations, to recede into the background along with the soundscape and our other sensing modalities as we feature center stage in the field of awareness some particular aspect of our experience in the present moment, such as the thinking process itself and/or our emotions. Here we are attending to the activity of the mind itself as a sensory organ, in the same way that we can attend to the activity of the five more traditional senses and, in doing so, refine our familiarity and intimacy with it and how it functions to either enhance or suppress awareness.